The largest, we're going to, Shane Oliver from AMP is going to be asked to be extremely honest in his first answer.
Ooh.
Because the largest 1 month jump in house values in 17 years and a surge in new home loans might put pressure on the Reserve Bank re-interest rates, and they are meeting today. Shane, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Shane, 12 months ago, did you predict that real estate prices were going to go down or go up?
Down. I got that one wrong.
Good on you, Shane.
No, I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, and that I appreciate that a great deal. What was the factor that everyone, myself included, I can't speak for Russell, myself included, who thought prices would go down, what's the one factor we got wrong?
But the one big factor, I reckon, was JobKeeper,
yeah,
which basically meant we had a recession. Technically, we had a recession. The economy went backwards. Unemployment went up. But basically, many people were kept in their jobs and kept with an income. And when you put that together with the bank payment holidays, normally when you have a recession, people lose their jobs, they default on their loans, that leads to a flood of property on the market and prices go down. That hasn't happened either because, well, A, many people didn't lose their jobs, B, people were given those bank payment holidays, which meant that if they were struggling, they didn't have to sell their house, they didn't have to keep up their payments. So those two things combined have meant that the hit to the property market that would have occurred simply hasn't occurred. Now, it was a bit worse in Melbourne. Melbourne prices did fall around 5.5% in the middle of last year. But even that was nothing compared to what I was expecting, something closer to, say, 10 to 15%. And I didn't expect that they would rebound as quickly as they have. But it all came down, I think, to the way the government and the banks and others protected the economy through the downturn, or at least protected people's ability to service their loans and keep going with their mortgages.
So, Shane, when was the last time the Reserve Bank had an interest rate at this such a low level?
Well, never ever. It's never been at 0.1%. They've been setting interest rates this way since the early 90s, the late 80s. And there's no history of interest rates being at 0.1%, even before then.
No.
If you look at short rates, which were measured somewhat differently, they were never this low. So this is a record low level for interest rates. And, of course, it means that, yes, Australians, all of us, most of us, many of us anyway, have very high debt levels, but you can now get interest rates below 2% on your mortgage. And that's, that has led to a record low level of debt interest payments relative to household income in Australia. So that's provided a massive, massive relief. When you put that together, ultra-low interest rates, when you put that together with government incentives, $25,000 to get in to buy a new property or build a new property, the first home loan deposit scheme, which enabled first-home buyers to get in with a 5% deposit, a whole bunch of other things with, I guess, now an element of FOMO, the fear of missing out, all at a time when there's not a lot of property available for sale. It's understandable why prices have started to rocket upwards.
Quick answer, Shane. Let's finish as we started. Will the Reserve Bank increase interest rates today?
No.
Excellent.
Good on you, Shane.
Shane Oliver. That's a shorter... When you ask for a short answer, it doesn't get much shorter than no.
It's a powerful word, no.
Yeah.